across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.
It's 8 o'clock, I'm Barry Caffrey. Hertfordshire Police has been left with a £500,000 bill for last year's Bilderberg conference, which took place near Watford. The government says it won't pay for the cost of policing the event, which attracted business leaders and top politicians from around the world. The county's Police and Crime Commissioner, David Lloyd, says they do have money in the reserves to cover the cost.
The police have a duty to uphold the Queen's peace in the county. They do it really well, but that is their duty. And you rightly would expect that you are safe on the streets of Hertfordshire as you are. And so we have to pick that up. That's part of the duty that we've got.
Now, more than half of the cost of policing a private international conference in Hertfordshire last year will have to be borne by the local force after the Home Office refused to help out. It cost almost £1 million to provide officers at the Bilderberg conference at the Grove Hotel in Watford, which attracted world leaders and large-scale protests. The rest of the costs will be borne by the organisers. Tony Gosling is an investigative journalist who's looked into this rather secret gathering over many years. Good morning, Tony.
Hi, Helen.
Can you just remind our listeners what the Bilderberg Conference was?
Well, it is. Yeah. I mean, it still happens. And it started back in 1954, after the Second World War, 10 years after. And it was a way of trying to bring together the North Americans, the United States, Canada, and Europeans, together against the Soviet bloc. There was a real worries in the United States, particularly at the CIA, that the British and some of the other European nations might actually start wandering towards the left and actually start becoming more sympathetic towards, I mean, particularly one of the big problems was Italy. A lot of people in Italy were voting communist, and the idea of behind the Bilderbergs was purely to weld together, really, the Europeans and the Americans. But it sort of moved on from that, and it became then more a financial empire of its own, because so many powerful people were involved in the conferences over the years. Always important to point out that for the first 20 years, the conference was chaired by Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, who was a former SS officer and lied many times, actually, about his past. He was also a member of the Nazi Party when he was at university, although he said he wasn't.
It's all fascinating. So all these men, I'm assuming, any women?
Very few. Yeah. Very few. Almost entirely men. And it, I mean, one looks at the lists and you do wonder whether some of the women are just sort of there as a sort of token gesture to say that it's not 120 of the world's most powerful men just meeting up in the same place. You know, the one of the worrying things for me is the way that you've got so much of the current problems of the world, that is the financial sector, in there. I mean, one of the big companies which was featured last year at Watford was HSBC. Now, you know, in the United States, they have been through several court cases now, the most horrendous of which shows that they were doing money laundering for the Mexican drug cartels, even converting their own HSBC branches in Mexico to accept giant suitcases full of cash. These are the sort of people who are sitting down with their own politicians, both Ed Balls and George Osborne. And so you start to look at the financial crisis as well, something that may be something orchestrated behind the scenes. And also our own foreign policy, is there really much difference between Ed Balls and George Osborne when they're all sitting down with the same power brokers in secret?
So this, I mean, this is the thing, we refer to it as a secret gathering, and yet we knew it was going on. And now we're hearing that the Home Office isn't stumping up for the policing costs of it. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think they're absolutely right not to stump up for it. And I'd like to see a bit of a fight over this, because this is a private conference. It's also worth pointing out, of course, that although there was something like 3,000 people came along to the protests, it was all very peaceful. And the policing costs could have been much greater if things had been more difficult. There were one or two arrests for minor things. And it was actually great fun to be down there. The weather was great, but there's no way that the public should be paying for this organisation. I mean, in a way, what they're doing is they have the cheek of the devil, don't they? You know,
yes.
They have.
These are the richest people in the world.
They are, and for them to be trying to force Hertfordshire Police to stump up the Home Office, in fact, to stump up £500,000. I mean, to this is small change to these guys, and you know, and also I think that if I I was them, I would just pay it so that people shut up and go away, because the more trouble there is over who pays this, the more the spotlight is going to turn onto these people, and I think they'd rather be crawling under a rock and getting on with their dirty business without public scrutiny.
Thank you, Tony. Tony Gosling, who is an investigative journalist who's looked into the Bilderberg conference at the Grove Hotel in Watford last year, maybe somewhere else this year, but more than half of the cost of policing the conference in Hertfordshire last year will have to be borne by the local force after the Home Office refused to help out. You're listening to BBC Three Counties Radio.